This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America. And let's not forget about across the Caribbean, too. And also around the world via the internet and the satellite. And we got a lot of people listening to us overseas. And hello to Steve in Thailand. Hello to Maria in Germany. And hello to a new name that's come in there, Arthur in Australia. And good morning to those people who have all chimed in this morning, plus the other folks in the chat room and whatnot. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, why you're doing it, where you're doing it, thank you very much for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Parler, the Captain's America, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from the great state of Michigan, where they've got all kinds of problems with their voting, it's none other than Ron Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
All right. The people are not standing outside this morning because it's a little windy and it might rain, so they're not out there. So we'll have to give them a pass until Thursday. But are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, a great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Mr. Ron, I kind of joked a little bit about voting in Michigan, but let me just read the headline. Audit finds Michigan County's Dominion voting was rigged to create fraud. This is in regards to Antrim County in Michigan and a 68% error rate. Holy smokes.
Yeah, holy smokes is it's a good way to put it. And, you know, that's an astounding rate. Federal Election Commission allows a maximum error rate of just 0.008%. for computerized voting systems. So, you know, this one is way out of kilter.
Now, was this just one county they checked, or did they check more?
I think there's another county that's also kind of messed up as well. And they've included the system was intentionally and purposefully designed with these kind of errors to create systemic fraud and influence election results. Now, particular report was prepared by Allied Security Operations, and the system intentionally generates an enormously high number of ballot errors. This is something, Captain, and I would bet you that this has occurred in many other counties and locations around the country.
Well, we won't know unless we do a forensic investigation, right?
Yeah, well, we have to be allowed. In some cases, they're blocked from happening, and if we're not allowed to give a good look-see, we'll never know.
Now, here's the problem. Did Michigan certify their votes yesterday? The governor signed off on the whatever it is, 11 or 16 or whatever the number was for Joe Biden. Did she do that?
Yes, she did.
All right. Now, that is where it gets a little bit sticky because it's not easy to undo that. It can be done, and it's been attempted a couple times before, and it did not work when they tried it. I don't know if they didn't know the right way to do it, but one time was 1876 in the Congress, and the other time was 1960.
But I think this is the highest level of fraud that's ever occurred in our system, and something has to be done.
And it's got
to
be multiple. It's got to be multiple states, right? We have to do it in what, 8, 9, 10 states or whatever.
And I you know, there's, you know, Dominion systems. I think what is it, in 19 states?
Actually, I thought it was a little higher than that, but that's okay.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And so you know, there's a lot of system problems all over the country, and so there needs to be a clarion call for this to be looked into.
Yeah. Now we had.
I was going to say, if it's not stopped now, it'll just continue on and on.
Yeah, we had 18 counties in Florida where they had the Dominion systems. The other counties, 49, were ES&S. No problems whatsoever with the ES&S. Not one, not the first problem. Therefore, to that, I say maybe that's the system they should be using to get rid of the Dominion machines altogether.
That and getting back to, I believe in getting back to the old paper system, really, where you just count them one by one and just get back to that. There's much less chance of voter fraud, and it's easier to detect and deal with.
But, so where do we go from here? What does Michigan do? You live in Michigan, and this is a state-by-state thing, by the way, when it comes to this. What the heck are you going to do up there in Michigan?
There has to be just a – I hate to use this old cliche, but there's got to be a huge reform. You've got to like I said, you've got to get rid of these Dominion machines, and you've got to get people that are willing to give, you know, honest results. You cannot have – such as in the case of Michigan, where you know there's cheating and there's evidence of it, but the court's ignoring this.
Yeah.
Courts have to want to be able to be willing to do their job as well.
Well, I totally agree, because the voting laws are unfortunately, you know, everybody goes, we got to do something about it, got to do something about it. Yeah, you do. In the states where they had the problem, that's the problem. Hold on, Ron. Okay, the states are the ones that determine the election laws in their states. It's not the federal government. So you got to start at the state level. And we'll get into all that when we come back. Plus, we got a lot more to talk about, too. So don't go nowhere, no how, because I'll be right back with Ron Edwards.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
And you know, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Moss Nissan. Now, let me tell you something. If you are interested in a good certified pre-owned used vehicle, they got lots of them. And you can save yourself some money. And you'll also get Moss Care, too, to go along with the vehicle. Now, Moss Care is also included in every vehicle purchase because it is a tremendous value-added feature that makes servicing your Moss vehicle a breeze. Now, they've got over 800 vehicles in stock right now, so Moss Nissan will probably have the vehicle that you're looking for. The other dealerships don't. Now, remember, the choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com with locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, and the Nissan Acura and Nissan store right side by side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Remember, the You Serve, You Save program, too. Pastors, veterans, active military, and first responders are all put up on a pedestal. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You will save a bundle of money that way, too. Just tell them the captain sent you. And here is an Edwards Notebook.
Hello, my fellow Americans. It is time for we the people to free ourselves from political prison. I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. When the Corona China virus was first introduced into the United States, leftist politicians like Governors Whitmer of Michigan, Crazy Cuomo of New York, Wolf of Pennsylvania, and the ultra-leftist Newsom of California enacted unconstitutional lockdowns, which turned out to be do-as-I-say-do, not-as-I-do orders. Restaurants, nail salons, and other small businesses, along with churches and synagogues, were ordered to cease operations. Even families have been told not to gather for holidays, and the awful World Health Organization has told Americans to stop hugging each other. Either leftist politicians, rhinos, and the World Health Organization are insane, or we the people are for allowing those hypocrites to use a corona China virus to shut us down, since Democrats like Whitmer, Newsom, and others have demonstrated that it's okay to go out to restaurants and gather. Thus, it is high time for us to demand our liberty and live our lives, so help us God. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out TheRonEdwards.com.
There you go. That's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and I'm going to bring him back in here for a minute. Now, I'm going to get up on my soapbox for about 30 seconds. So are you ready?
Okay.
While we're all at our wits' end, folks, with what we've seen happen, let's just kind of do something a little different. How about let's plan on the future and what we can do to change the wrongs that we've all seen. God knows we've seen plenty of them in a number of states. Now, thank God I'm in a state down here that got it right, Florida. Maybe Florida should be the shining example of what things need to be done to get them done right. I'm just saying, maybe, because we know that election and voter reform is desperately needed right now, and it all starts at the state level. Federal government can't help you, folks. Sorry. It starts at the state level. And everything surrounding our American elections, in my opinion, should be made in America, like the ES&S machines, the voting machines that didn't have any issues to speak of anywhere in the country. All we kept hearing was Dominion. They need to be banned and never to be used again before or anymore in this country. And that's just the start, because there's going to be a lot more to do. The movement starts now. How about if we all do it together? I'm off. What do you think?
Yeah, pretty good. Good stuff. The only thing is that we the people have to make sure that at the local level we do a better job, use more wisdom when it comes to electing these officials. Because you're right, it does start from the local level, even the judges, and then move up the system. And cleaning up the local level would go a long way towards cleaning up this country.
Yeah, and all politics, and I've told people this for years, ever since I come on our radio, all politics, you think national, but you act locally, because these people start out, the majority of them, at the bottom end of the rung, and they work their way up, and you got to watch them and see what they're doing, and if you don't, then shame on you, because these people slip through and they go, oh, well, we're going to do this, this, and this. You give them maybe one chance at saying they're going to do whatever they're going to do, and then guess what? If they don't do it, then you vote them out. You vote them out.
Yeah, and here's the thing, though. When it comes to this election, a lot of people are still pushing because they really don't want Biden to get in there, and they're hoping against hope that Trump will remain in the White House. And I can understand, because we know, you know, I know, and everyone knows that the damage that Biden and Ms. Harris and company will do to this republic. And remember how you said that, all we have to do is band together and we can do this and that and the other and fight against this. Well, there was a lot of that talk when Ali Obama was in office. And I would hear people say, well, we're going to push back. We're going to do this. We're going to prevent him from doing this.
We did.
Obama did a lot of things that he wanted to do.
We did. We had the Tea Party group that came out there. I was responsible for helping organize and found three different Tea Parties in this part of the state of Florida. And we got out there and we changed some opinions.
You're not hearing me.
No.
Florida is an example.
Yeah.
But for the rest of the country, for the most of the country, and you know this, that's why he was elected twice.
Yep.
And so that's why people are trying like heck to avoid a Biden administration even to this day.
Now let's talk about something here which came to mind yesterday. the electoral votes were... They've tried to have an alternate slate of electors. They tried it yesterday in some states, and they were shot down. The alternate electors were not allowed in. By the way, Michigan tried that.
Yeah, and speaking of Michigan, though, I want to just throw this in there, and we mentioned this off the air. It just doesn't quit. Michigan State Police arrested a celebrated Democrat official on six felony charges of election fraud. Her name is Sharika Hawkins, the city clerk in Southfield, which is in the county that I'm in. She was just arrested at the Oakland County Clerk's Office, which noticed discrepancies in the voter counts while certifying that absentee ballots from Southfield State Police investigated and found that records had been altered so that nearly 200 vote files were improperly listed as invalid, although they were valid.
Good Lord.
And so, yeah, and so they, I'm glad that they caught her. And I'm willing to put it on the line by saying that you could probably duplicate this by hundreds of examples around the country where people cheated like this. And this is another example why people are not giving up, and they continue to push and push and push, because we know that there's been an awful lot of cheating. And speaking of Michigan again, Captain, Representative Paul Mitchell, a spoiled brat Republican, mm-hmm. second-term congressman, says that he's going to quit the Republican Party because Donald Trump's reaction.
Oh, I heard that.
To the outcome. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, what a clown. I mean, Trump's a fighter, and he was cheated out of the election, whether he wants to admit it or not. Mm-hmm. And for him to just say, well, I'm going to quit the GOP party because Trump is a fighter. Mm-hmm. Oh, see, this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Republicans don't know how to stick together.
Mm-hmm.
Trump is not.
Well, this is
wrong.
This is another reason why there may be a. And by the way, the county you live in, is this an elected position, this clerk?
Yes.
You should run for it. Say, uh-huh. I'm going to go in and clean it up.
They would not vote for not in Southfield.
You can't go in there and say, I'm going to clean this mess up. I'm here to solve the problem.
It's as blue as the blue on the American flag. I mean, it's blue, 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 blue.
Mm. All right. Well, somebody needs to go in there and do something.
It is blue, blue, blue.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. there's two historical examples of this deal with the alternate electors where it's been attempted. Once was in 1876 and once was in 1960. And in both cases so far, it has not worked. The person that wound up winning the election was the person that they didn't want to win the election when they brought the protest against them, movement, if you will, so they had the vote. And here's the thing, and I did not know this. If there's, under federal law, if there's a tie between the two chambers of commerce, now, something like that, believe it or not, could happen. The slates of electors sent by the governors will be declared the winner, not the other slate. So this is an uphill battle, and I hate to say this, but we'll just have to cross our fingers and hope something happens out of this, right?
Right, we cannot give up yet.
All right, well, I'm not giving up, but we got a little ways to go yet. Okay, we'll talk to you on Thursday.
Absolutely, take care.
All right, Ron Edwards coming up. Brooke Emery from Brooke Talks America will be on the line, and she's going to get out there, and we got all kinds of stuff going on here. Don't go nowhere.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With the Electoral College giving its official president-elect title to Joe Biden Monday, the election is now officially ready for Inauguration Day on January 20th. Tens of millions of Americans do not recognize Biden as president. 1,000 sworn affidavits, videotapes of suitcases full of ballots being stuffed into election machines after hours. That all falls to the wayside and was never debated in any court, leaving many feeling the election system is empty and broken. President Trump confirmed that Attorney General Bill Barr will be leaving his job just before Christmas. He will be succeeded on an interim basis by Deputy Jeff Rosen. Quote, just had a very nice meeting with Attorney General Bill Barr at the White House. Our relationship has been a very good one. He has done an outstanding job. As per letter, Bill will be leaving just before Christmas to spend the holidays with his family. End quote. A total solar eclipse took place Monday. It was visible from Chile and Argentina in the afternoon, as the moon blocks the sun was not visible to North America. USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Injured in an accident and need a lawyer? The last thing you deserve is being put on hold or having a law firm robot answer and assign you a number. Fair and Fair doesn't treat people like numbers. From the moment you call, you'll be connected with an actual person, ready to listen and help. Their team of injury law experts understands the pressure you're under and will make themselves available to you 24/7. Also, if Fair and Fair doesn't win your case, you don't owe them a penny. So if you've been injured and the insurance company's pushing you around, call Fair and Fair. Let them push back. Visit fairandfair.com. And don't forget, their phone number is 877-245-6707, 877-245-6707. They are there right now to take your call. Farrah and Farrah, spelled F-A-R-A-H, farrahandfarrah.com, 877-245-6707. Tell them you heard them, or heard me on the Captain's America talking about them. Okay, here we go. Brooke Talks America, the website, brooketalksamerica.com. The guest, Brooke Emery. Good morning, sunshine.
Good morning.
By the way, let's tell everybody tonight you're going to be at Mugs at 6:30 p.m. And after Roger Stone speaks, you're going to lead it off, yourself, Colonel Jim, and then me. We're going to be the three speakers after Roger Stone gets done, and we're going to light the building up.
Yes.
Because everybody's looking forward to that because they know that you can do that. Now, listen, I want to start off with you with something just kind of basic about the election, and it's the voting machines. I get it. I understand the Dominion system and this all this other crap that comes along with that has got to go. People are going, well, how can we go rid of it? How can we go rid of it? They got long-term contracts, this, that, and the other. I don't care how they get rid of it. We need to do exactly what the Tea Party did back in 2009, 2010, and 2011. We start bugging the hell out of our politicians at the state level and say, get rid of these machines because it's a state. It's the biome, it's not the federal government. And by the way, we did very well with the ES&S machines in 49 of our 67 counties, didn't we?
Yes. So on the first point, this is correct, but who is actually paying attention to that? And you know, we're talking as if it's going to matter in 22 or 24. We need to fix this election now. But putting that aside, we also did well in Florida because after 2018, first of all, we have a Republican governor.
Yep.
Which I want to say, if you haven't seen the absolute smackdown that our amazing governor gave to the media this week, you need to check it out because that, my friends, Republicans, take heart. That is what having testicular fortitude is about, mm-hmm. and that is how you need to talk to the media. Do not be afraid of the media. These Republicans are so terrified that they're going to be called this, that, and the other by the media that they won't fight back.
Political.
And every time, he does, right? But so that's one of the reasons we did well is because after that ridiculousness in 2018, they knew they couldn't mess with us.
Yep.
Who did they mess with? They messed with Democrat governor states.
Yep.
Democrat-led governor states. And by the way, yep. So remember, Arizona is McCain country. That is not Republican. It's Republican with an R, but it's not really. So that guy is not a Trumper, right? And Georgia, I don't know what's going on in Georgia, but I mean, I know you've mentioned it offline.
It's Stacey like, Abrams. Stacey
no,
Abrams.
Yes, sure. Puff and stuff and her cape and the fog machine, you know, and the seam splitting that she does with her clothing. I said it. Anyways, that. It's also, you said offline that they may have some kind of pictures of Kemp. I don't know what's going on, but that's, see again, and this is, again, those are supposedly Republicans. Republicans, and what are they doing? And I just want to mention something here because no one is talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
Not a single Republican politician was in D.C. this weekend to support President Trump and to support the Stop the Steal march. But
well,
you know
wait. Hold on. There were some state representatives. There was one guy got up there from Pennsylvania and spoke, a state rep.
A state rep. Okay, whatever. Right. I'm talking about Congress. I'm talking about the people that want us to jump over hoops and everything like that to vote in Georgia, and they're not supporting President Trump. But you know who was there? Vernon Jones, a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, you know, and this is going to bring, I'll preempt your point, which we're going to say about doing the Tea Party and a new party. I think it should be called the Patriot Party. We've got to take the T out because it's so, you know, it's,
I know.
T stands for tax enough already. People
I
don't
know.
Understand that, but it's considered racist. But here's the thing, you know, Marco Rubio, okay, he ran as a Tea Party guy. I changed my voter registration from independent to Republican so I could vote for him against Kendrick Meek and Charlie Crist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? What did he do? He ran on no amnesty. The very second he gets in, he does amnesty. So a slick-talking politician is going to tell you whatever you want. You know? I mean, so.
Well, it took him about 2 years to get to the amnesty thing because we were pretty much putting a lot of pressure on him. I'm talking about the Tea Party groups that I was with. And he followed us along for about 2 years. And then all of a sudden, we couldn't talk to him anymore because, get this, Brooke, he got picked up by handlers. You know what handlers do, right?
Yeah.
Well, they walked him away from us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, guess who the handler should be? It's us.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I had to sneeze. So that's the thing. I mean, I'm so sick of these politicians. They're slick talking. You know, he's a Cuban Obama.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Gates may be the, you know, the Tallahassee Rubio. He's really good. He says all the right things. But what does he do? I mean, I have to say, though, Gates actually, you know, he pissed a lot of Trumpers off by voting against Trump on the Syria thing. And
yeah.
maybe that's evidence that he really is with the MAGA agenda, because he's not a warmongering neocon, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, all these politicians, I mean, it's like Mr. Smith goes to Washington. It's so sad, and I feel so bad for Trump. I mean, the disrespect that they have shown him and Melania Trump is so disgusting.
Yeah. And he should be getting the Nobel Peace Prize for what he just did with the vaccine, in my opinion. I mean, getting that out there and being able to allow the people that can take it, that want to take it, rather, to take it, that should be a monumental accomplishment, especially if it does what we think it's going to do.
Well, and how many peace prizes should he get for actual peace? You know, Obama started as many wars as Bush.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And he got what did Obama get the peace prize for? He got it for not being Bush and for being black.
Biden's defense secretary was around at the time when ISIS went full bore, wide open, and he was put in charge of the Syrian operation besides the ISIS operation, if you remember correctly. And $500 million was put out there to put this army together for Syria. They got six for $500 million trained.
Yeah, well, and it's funny because I saw on YouTube yesterday, on Twitter yesterday, was someone just going in on Lloyd Austin. Like, he was the greatest. Oh, he crushed ISIS. And, you know, I mean.
No, he didn't.
Put it this way. If you are a Democrat appointed Secretary of Defense, you're either a warmongering neocon, you know, just the same as what they say about the right, about Cheney and then those kind of people,
mm-hmm.
or you're a wokey woke, you know. So either way, it's another way to destroy the military,
mm-hmm.
because the wokey woke, you know, and Lloyd Austin's black, right? So if mm-hmm. he's appointed by a Democrat and he has any kind of affiliation with the wokey woke SJW 1619 project, it's just another way to degrade the military. You can't have that mentality. You know, no Democrat should be a SecDef, period. Because they don't believe in America.
Eric in Seminole just said Obama bombed more countries during his two terms than we did during World War II.
Yeah, no, it's And again, so I think it was Lionel. Someone in the chat room was talking about the media.
Yeah.
If a tree falls in the forest and there's no one there to hear it, does it really fall?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the media Oh my God, Trump is 1,000% right. The media truly is the enemy of the people. The fake news media, and most of the media is fake, right? And you know, majority of Fox too. Oh my God, what they have done to this country? They are probably more responsible than whatever the Democrats did, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, is anybody talking about the fact that the Postal Union endorsed Biden? You don't think there's a conflict of interest there? Hello? But
mm-hmm.
the media, by not reporting, is as bad as reporting. So, I tweeted James O'Keefe. I'm like, he's like, oh, we're dropping this on the CNN tapes. We're dropping that. And I go, yeah, it's not going to change a thing. Because if no one hears it, if you're dropping it to all the people that already listen to you and watch you, who cares? CNN voters, CNN watchers don't care about that, and they're not watching you. So I don't know how we change that, really, you know, until we crush them and they no longer are relevant and can get advertised.
Hold that thought. We're coming back. I'll be right back with more with Brooke Emery from BrookeTalksAmerica.com. The show is Brooke Talks America, heard on my flagship station Saturday nights at 7 p.m. By the way, when we come back, Eric Swalwell, the gift that keeps on giving.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends down there in Sarasota at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Check them out, 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks to the south side of Clark Road. Now, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And they will do what the big box stores won't, and that is they offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, and they are absolutely the best at what they do. Take my word on it. Now stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Just give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or stop by the store. The number again, 941-922-2345. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you, because maybe, you'll get some of those super-duper pastries in the back room when you do that. All right, Brooke. BrookeTalksAmerica.com is a website. Brooke Emery's her name. Brooke says is her alias. And, oh, by the way, where are we going to be tonight there, Smarty?
Well, you got to tell them.
All right, we're going to be at Mugs.
Some super duper pastries. You better bring me some.
Well, yeah. Well, we can do that. You'll have to get to Sarasota though. We're going to be at Mugs Sports Bar, which is located at Ulmerton 53rd, right there on the north side. It's the plaza that's in there, the Icott Center they call it. And we're going to be there. Everything starts at 6:30. Roger Stone is the featured speaker to begin with, and then Brooke will be speaking afterwards after him. And then Colonel Jim will be speaking, and then I'll be the last one speaking because it'll be my job to make sure nobody's falling asleep. And believe me, I'm going to light the freaking room up, and I know you are. I know you are.
I'll bring in a flamethrower, honey.
Yeah. Well, nobody will be asleep when you're talking, I guarantee you.
That's
because
right.
I know what goes on. But listen, I want to talk about Eric Swalwell. This guy is a dope extraordinaire. Mm-hmm. I mean, stupid is as stupid does. And oh, by the way, was he married when all this was going on? I think he was, wasn't he?
Yeah, and he has kids. But does he not totally look like the guy from Deliverance?
Yes.
I mean, I hear the banjos when I look at him. He's totally regressive, for sure. And he's really stupid. But the thing that's worse, and this is, again, the problem with the media, okay? He was on TV for hours and hours and hours and hours talking about Don Jr. and Voletnitskaya, whatever her name is, the Russian spy.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, he's banging Fang Fang.
Mm-hmm.
So these people are just profound liars and hypocrites, but they get away with it, and they set the narrative. And, you know, I know it has to be shown that Democrat voters are stupid. Okay? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Because if they believe this nonsense, and you watch CNN, I mean, Jake Tapper this week, okay, so before he was talking about, oh, he didn't know anything, I think it was Jenna Ellis, someone was talking with him about Hunter Biden's, you know,
right,
problems with China. And then he was like, oh, I don't know anything about that. And now they're reporting on it because they're trying to get rid of him to get Comey in there.
That's right.
So people don't even know that they're being played by them.
Mm-hmm. That's why we're here. We tell them. We tell them, and we have them tell their friends.
But Democrats don't listen to you. It's the choir listening to you.
Believe it or not, there's quite a few Democrats listening to me, because last night I got...
Are Trump voters Democrats, though?
I don't know. I'm talking about Democrats, because I got chastised pretty good last night by an email and by a Facebook message by some people that were sending me messages, and they were not Republicans, and they let me know real quick. But anyway, I want to say something. First of all, good morning to George the Godfather, and he's chiming in saying that there's a report saying that Ivanka is going to run against little Marco. She's moving to Florida and going to buy property here.
Oh, that would be delicious.
Mm-hmm.
That would be delicious. He totally needs to get primaried for sure.
Yep. Now let's talk, because we don't want to run out of time. We want to use our time valuable. Okay, up in New York, Cuomo and de Blasio are talking about a full shutdown. Now, you probably heard me talking to Chris Markowski, right?
Yeah.
This is the beginning of the end for business as we know it if they pull this kind of stunt up there. And the people in New York that are listening to me right now, and we've got an affiliate right there where they're listening to me right there, right now, you people need to get up off your butts and go out there and go right down to City Hall and go right over there to where the governor has his offices in New York City. And you need to be on that corner every freaking day with as many people as you can put out there and say, no shutdown. Shut us down. We vote you out. Get the point out there.
Well, voting is not going to matter. But I do, you know, I mean, look, there's one solution. It's not voting. They're not doing it. Go to Albany and go stand in front of the House. Go to Gracie Mansion and stand in front of the House.
Oh, yeah,
I agree with you. They need to be out there in force, you know, and they're not working probably because they can't. So they should be out there. But, you know, I mean, if we had a qualified candidate to run, they should announce today in California, New York City, and New York State.
Well, they're trying to recall, and by the way, who else had just, Newt Gingrich got in there with my buddy Tom Del Baccaro, the former Republican Party chairman out there in California, and they've got a recall effort against Gavin Newsom, a strong one, strong one.
Yeah, I heard they're actually a little nervous about it, Newsom. Okay, so, but the thing is that in New York, right, yes, he's up in 2022, you know, de Blasio. But
yeah.
Think about this. Think about this. This is how insane, and this is a problem with the media. Okay, so Cuomo, right? He has the largest number of dead bodies on his watch.
Yes.
In terms of the elderly in his state, because of that policy, which he totally denies that he did, of putting corona positive patients into the nursing homes. Okay. He got an Emmy for killing it.
Yeah.
For killing them. Okay. Now he wants to shut down the whole state, and he shut down indoor dining indefinitely. Okay. So, And now he's going to have a party for his own birthday with celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, whatever. What are you going to do? I mean, you know, they're laughing at you.
We're running out of time here. Yeah. I got to let you go. But here's the deal. Okay. Tonight, Mugs Sports Bar and Grill, Almerton 53rd, the Icott Center, 6:30 is when it starts. Be there. See Brooks. See the Colonel. See me. See Roger Stone. And don't forget Brooks' program Saturday nights. BrookTalksAmerica.com, the website. Go over there and you'll find out all the great stuff you need to know about Brook. Right.
Come to Mugs and see our mugs.
You
betcha.
Isn't
that corny?
Yeah, that's funny. Okay. All right. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Bye. God bless
you. See you tonight. Okay. Brooke Emery, everybody, and we thank her very much. Now, listen, folks, I want to wrap up with the following here. COVID was manufactured in China, the origin for so many novel diseases over the past, 100 years or so. And as a last resort, it was done to remove President Trump. It was done as a cover and a dessert after the main meal, if you will. The United States was the main course. Now, call it what you want, but if this is such a bad, bad, bad pandemic, if you press them, they'll tell you that about 750 million people worldwide have been infected with COVID-19 with 1.04 million deaths. If you do the math on the infection fatality rate, it is 0.1386%, which is similar to the 2018 seasonal flu with a rate of 0.1355%. Now, think about this for a minute. The Spanish flu, which killed some 50 to 100 million people, had a world mortality rate of between 2.7 and 5.4%. Think about that. And that's my 2 cents worth. Okay, you're not going to get 60 seconds, but go for 30 seconds there, Todd.
That's all I need, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, the thinking here. If the Democrats really cared about people, they would stop abortion. Okay, that's how stupid they are. They're shutting everything down, but they would be anti-abortion because we've killed 55 million babies, but 300,000 people. It doesn't make any sense. Open up. You corrupt pieces of crap. And why are you getting your paycheck, Cuomo and Newsom, while you're shutting everybody down? You people are stupid to let your governor and people shut you down. Donald Trump won in a landslide, and you can't certify corruption. Donald Trump won in a landslide. Keep fighting. Let's go, peace.
Okay, thank you very much. And, of course, Todd was running up against the break because we're coming to the tail end of the show here right now. And here comes the music. And I just want to remind everybody that if you've got a couple hours and you want to come out and have a good time with like-minded people, we'll be at Mugs tonight for the Tampa Bay Trump Club. Come on out. See what it's all about. Hear Roger Stone speak. He's the main speaker. Meet and hear Brooke Emery. Meet and hear Colonel Jim. Meet and hear me as we get up there and light up the stage. And by the way, I'm going to give one of my Tea Party speeches. Count on it. We'll see you all tonight, everybody, at Mugs. In the meantime, have yourself a great day and stay out of the snow up there.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle.
The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.